Supporting musical diversity, this is CJUM FM 101.5 at the University of Manitoba.
It's now 5 o'clock on another fine Sunday afternoon, which means you're now listening to Waxy's Dargle. October 27th edition of Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show, coming to you live here on Radio 101.5 UMFM. So if you can, try and hang in there for the next hour, as I once again share with you what I feel is some of the best music out there, with a Celtic edge to it, from both near and far. Before we get our show underway today, I want to thank everyone who pledged during Pledgerama 2019, either to this show, Waxy's Dargle, or to other shows on the station. We have raised over $42,000 this year, which exceeded our plan of getting $36,000. So again, thanks to everybody. It's definitely appreciated. To kick off today's show by special request, here's Newfoundland's Great Big Sea with a track from their second album, Up, and a song called Fast As I Can. Great Big Sea here on 101.5.
First hello you gave to me, I've done nothing else but smile. And I know you're in a hurry, but it's gonna take a while. So forgive me if we go slow, but there's something I think you should know. I'm going fast as I can, don't make me rush. This feeling's coming on way too fast. I'll tell you all of the things that you'll never forget, but I'm not ready to say I love you yet. I'm not ready to say I love you yet. Push me in too deep, I've always been the fool who rushes in. I know you got to take the pieces one by one, for you've got everything. So forgive me if we take time, but there's something that's been on my mind. I'm going fast as I can, please don't make me rush. This feeling's coming on way too fast. I'll tell you all of the things that you never forget, but I'm not ready to say I love you yet. I'm not ready to say I love you yet. And there'll be times when we're gonna fight. How about you need a doubt? We can work it out, and in time we'll get it right. That's something I figured you should know. I'm going fast as I can, please don't make me rush. This feeling's coming on way too fast. I'll tell you all of the things that you never forget, but I'm not ready to say I love you yet. Going fast as I can, please don't make me rush. This feeling's coming on way too fast. I'll tell you all of the things that you'll never forget, but I'm not ready to say I love you yet. I'm not ready to say I love you yet.
They
You're just joining us. My name is Lyle, and you're listening to Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show, coming to you live here on your campus and community radio station 101.5 UM FM from the University of Manitoba. And as part of opening set on this afternoon show, we just heard a song by Kate Rusby, one of my favorite English folk singer-songwriters from Barnsley in South Yorkshire. She is sometimes known as the Barnsley Nightingale, and Kate is regarded as one of today's top female folk singers. We heard the title track to Kate's new 17th studio album. It's called Philosophers, Poets, and Kings. Before Kate Rusby from Birmingham, England, who over the past 15 years has been a fine singer and multi-instrumentalist. His name is Jim Murray, and he has created some, shall we say, very interesting arrangements of some of England's most recognized traditional songs, as we heard in his arrangement of a song called Jack Tar. And this track comes from Jim's brand new 7th solo studio album, The Outlander. Kicked off today's show with a special request. We heard Alan Doyle, Sean McCann, Daryl Power, and Bob Hallett. They were known as Great Big Sea. And we heard a song called Fast As I Can. Comes up from an album called Up that the band released back in 1995. And again, I'd like to thank everyone who supported this year's Pledge-O-Rama. The station's goal was $36,000. As I mentioned, so far we've raised over $42,000. And I want to thank again everyone who donated. It's definitely appreciated. This is a good spot to mention that if you have a special request or suggestions for any Celtic-flavored music that you would like to hear on upcoming Waxy's Dargle shows, or if you have any questions or comments about the music you hear on today's show, or would just like to say hi, you can give me a call at the station today at 204-269-UMFM. That's 269-8636. And you can also get in touch by sending an email to Waxies, that's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S, at shaw.ca. Let's take a short break, and then I'll be right back with some more music by Clannad, Andy Irvine, and McGinty. So stay with us. Up next, a song by the award-winning musical family from the County Donegal, the group Clannad, who first made their mark in the folk and traditional music scene back in the 1970s in Ireland and mainland Europe. We're going to hear a song that's going out especially for Brian. Here's Clannad with the love theme from The Last of the Mohicans, a song called I Will Find You. Clannad, here on 101.5.
Captive of Night in Bucharest, I beat my hair and I tore my breast. King Bored and the Sandman, hand in hand, man, sat down at my table and became my guest. I knew by the look in his boring eyes, I knew by his witless old grey head so wise. When he took out an oil can and oiled his jaws, man, I knew I was in for no great surprise. And lo and behold, his mouth opened wide, and his rusty old tongue, which had long lain inside, issued forth with a torrent of words so abhorrent, I had never a chance of stemming the tide. And my neck was sore from nodding my head for 3 hours or more, when King Bore with a roar tore my heart to the core, for he saw my eyes travel across the room to the door. "I'm not boring you, I hope," said he, and instantly launched into a soliloquy of his youthful frolics. "Such a load of old as I ever have heard, you can take it from me. But to my amazement, amazement, relief and surprise. The Sandman yawned and up he did rise, and from out of his handbag produced a sandbag, and a handful he threw in my red-rimmed eyes. The very last words I heard the old king say when I was in America. My departing mind left him far behind, and King Borm the Sandman, they both drifted away.
Last October in a pouring driving rain, the skipper he'd been drinking and the mate he felt no pain. To post the 3 mile rock and she was dealt her mortal blow, and the Mary Ellen Carter settled low. There were just us five aboard her when she finally was awash. We all worked like hell to save her, all heedless of the cost. But the groan she gave as she went down, it caused us to proclaim that the Mary Ellen Carter would rise again. Now the owners wrote her off, not a nickel would they spend. She gave 20 years of service, boys, that met her sorry end. But insurance paid the loss to us, so let her rest below. And they laughed at us and said we had to go. We talked of her all winter, some days around the clock. For she's worth a quarter million afloat and at the dock. And with every jar that hit the bar, we swore we would remain and make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. Rise again, rise again. Let her name not be lost to the knowledge of men. All those who loved her best and were with her till the end will make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. All spring now we've been with her on a barge sent by a friend. 3 dives a day in a hard hat suit and twice that had the bends. Thank God it's only 60 feet and the currents here are slow, and I'd never have the strength to go below. We plugged her vents and patched her rents, dog patch and porthole down. Put cables to her fore and aft and girded her around. Tomorrow noon we'll hit the air and then take off the strain and watch the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. Rise again, rise again. Let her name not be lost to the knowledge of men. All those who loved her best and were with her till the end will make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. You see to crumble into scale. She'd saved her life so many times, living through the gale. And those laughing, drunken rats who left her to a sorry grave, they won't be laughing in another day. And you to whom adversity has dealt the final blow, but smiling bastards lying to you everywhere you go. Turn to and put out all your strength of arm and heart and brain, and like the Mary Ellen Carter, rise again. Rise again, rise again. Let her name not be lost to the knowledge of men. All those who loved her best and were with her till the end will make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. Rise again, rise again. Though your heart be broken and life about to end, no matter what you've lost, be it a hope, a love, a friend, like the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. Thank you.
That was McGinty, a fine folk trio from Nova Scotia that's been around since 1977. And we heard a version of Stan Rogers' Mary Ellen Carter song all about the raising of a boat. Comes from a live album that was recorded at McGinty's 15th anniversary concert in Halifax back in September 1992. The trio at that time was made up of Don Moore, Dave Hickey, and John Ferguson. Dave passed away in 2010, and John died in 2012. Before McGinty, we heard Irish folk musician and singer-songwriter Andy Irvin, who was born in London back in 1942, of Irish and Scots parents, and he was a founding member of such popular bands as Sweeney's Men, Planxty, Patrick Street, Mosaic, and Usher's Island. Andy's just released a new album called Old Dog, Long Road, Volume 1, and it's made up of songs that Andy recorded between 1961 and 2013. We heard a song he wrote called King Boar and the Sandman. Starting off that set, going out especially for Brian, we heard the County Donegal's Clannad with I Will Find You. And this is the love theme from the movie The Last of the Mohicans. That was, I think, released back in the early 1990s. Lead vocals on that track were handled by Moya Brennan. And Clannad was made up of her brothers Paul and Kieran, along with their uncles Padraic and Noel Dugan, who were actually twins. And sadly, Padraic passed away in Dublin back in August of 2016. A reminder that you can give me a call here at the studio this afternoon, so let me know what you think of the show and any Celtic-flavored music that you would like to hear on upcoming Waxies Dargle shows by calling 204-269-8636. And you can always get in touch by sending an email to Waxies, that's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S, at shaw.ca. And you can check out today's and past show playlists, as well as available Waxies Dargle podcasts, by going to the programming schedule under the programming tab on the UMFM homepage. And that's at umfm.com. And then scroll down to Waxies Dargle at 5 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. And you can also check out our weekly playlists and like us on the Waxies Dargle Facebook page. And that's at Waxies Dargle Radio. Up next, especially for Halloween, here's Mary Hell, a band formed back in 2010. They're an eight-piece folk rock group, and they come from Wigan in the Greater Manchester area in the northwest of England. We're going to hear the title track from an album called There's a Ghost in Our House. Mary Hell, here on 101.5.
There's a ghost in our house. It's watching me, watching you. It sees everything we are. The secrets we've hidden from view. It's not death we fear, it's mediocrity. Not dying, but fading away. Just exist. It's the chance we missed. It's
price of our tears. It's not change we fear, it's standing still.
Someone's at the window. Hide your dreams and your deepest yearning. Someone's at the
thoughts of a fair and handsome girl. She's on in her tender years. She fell in love with a sailor boy, and it's true that she loved him well. For to go off to sea with him, like she did not know how. She longed to see that seaport town called Kennedy Isle. So she bargained with a young sailor boy. It's all for a piece of gold. Straightway then he led her all down into the hold, saying, I'll dress you up in sailor's clothes. Your jacket shall be blue.
Side Track, a pan-Celtic group originally made up of former students from the Irish World Academy of Music and Dance in Limerick. We heard their version of Candiayo. Comes from an album called Light Up the Dark, and that track featured the vocals of Teresa Horgan. Before the Outside Track, Cape Breton fiddler Nally McMaster with a track from her brand new album Sketches, her first solo recording in some 8 years, and it will be officially released later this week. We heard a medley of three tunes, Miss Grace Campbell, Aoife's Reel, and Judy's Dance. Started off that set with a folk rock band from the Greater Manchester area in the northwest of England. They call themselves Merry Hell, and we heard a song called There's a Ghost in Our House. My name is Lyle, and you're listening to Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show, coming to you here on your campus and community radio station, 101.5 UMFM. Let's take one more break, and then I'll be right back to wrap up today's show. So don't run away. You're invited to tune in again next Sunday right here on 101.5. So until next time, thanks for being with us this afternoon. And remember that peace and love never go out of style. To take us out for today, first we have Mike Scott and the Waterboys with a song called Strange Boat. And then we'll follow that up with the East Pointers, a Juno Award-winning Celtic music trio from Prince Edward Island, who will be back here in Winnipeg for a show at the West End on Saturday, November the 9th. And they're going to share with us a medley of two tunes, The Stubborn Mule and A Minor Heist. So, good night, take care, have a great week. Until we catch you next time here on 101.5, here's the Waterboys and the East Pointers. Bye for now.
Turning flesh and body into soul.